Dana for Breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. Now, we have seen some deterioration on our Upper Hunter roads due to this heavy rain and also increased traffic. I'm joined by Muswellbrook Mayor Rod Scholes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been staying safe with all this wet weather?
Yes, I have been staying safe and dry.
Okay, good. They're good to hear. Now, I would love an update. Do you know anything more? We've seen quite a lot of traffic redirected via Wybong Road with the closure of the Golden Highway to heavy vehicles. We've seen some deterioration there because of the increased traffic and heavy rainfall. What do we know? Is it currently being worked on?
Yeah, it will be continued to work on. There's also the rail crossing, but the deviation that ARTC has done at Denman, which is also breaking up. And the problem is all this is going to continue while the wet weather's occurring and then the rain is an ongoing thing. And it looks like it's going to be for a few more weeks. I know council had a big meeting and discussion about it yesterday with regards to the officers. And so things like the potholes that are occurring, you need to understand that you can't permanently fix them while we've still got rain.
Right.
So basically everything's going to have to be continuing to be temporary. Like the other day with that big pothole at Thomas Mitchell Drive, and that was filled twice in the one day because the moisture doesn't allow the material to stay.
Yeah.
But what the council has done is also they've removed their crew from planned maintenance and they've basically gone to emergency maintenance and breakdown maintenance while this weather event and the redirection of oversized and inappropriate traffic onto our local roads.
Okay, so we need to be mindful that the roads and the potholes can't be permanently fixed until we see a little bit of drier weather. Is that right?
Yeah, the fix. Well, certainly we'll do fixes, but they won't be the permanent fix. And we'd also ask that when the public do see a failure, please let council know so that we can get out there and get a fix on it.
Great.
And get some warning signage out to let people know just to slow down. While this event keeps on happening, and as I said, it looks like it's going to keep on going for another couple of weeks.
Alrighty, I'm chatting to Rod Scholes, the Muswellbrook Mayor. So he's saying if you see any potholes about, please get in touch with council because it's important that they can put signage out. I know we saw some damaged vehicles on Thomas Mitchell Drive out the back of Muswellbrook on Monday due to these massive potholes, and they can only be filled temporarily while we do still have a lot of rain. So keep that in mind and reduce your speed on our Hunter Valley Road so that we can reduce vehicle damage and increase safety as well. Rod, thank you so much this morning.
Not a problem at all.